the last day of August, friends. It's crazy. Ooh. It flew by. Thank you for tuning in to yet another riveting edition of the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And I don't know what it is. I just seem to like surrounding myself with really attractive, business-oriented women. And I recommend this type of trend-setting experience for all of you. It really does pay off in the end. It makes you look good. You know what I mean, friends? It really does. So in the studio, we have Lucy Cranker of Caliber Home Loans and my girl, Alyssa Brennan. And she's over at First American Title. So we're going to really dedicate the show to what are some of the trends that we're seeing and the experiences that are happening in the world of real estate right here in our own backyard of Indian River County. And before we delve into that, I'd like to just share with our listeners the fact that we have a new wine of the week. It's Two Oceans Shiraz. It's a little South African red that comes to us from the one, the only, Blue Star, downtown Vero, where you can have a delicious dinner Tuesday through Saturday with live music, craft cocktails, all sorts of good things. But it's the last night of the promo where you get a free bottle of wine.
Wow. Everybody should go.
You should be there, folks. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock. You can make your plans. You can get right in. It's one free bottle of wine when you get four appetizers and a bottle of wine when you get two entrees.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So it can couple. It can compound. You don't have to just get four appetizers and then that one bottle of wine and then you get two entrees and you don't get that second bottle. You get that second bottle and you don't have to drink it there. They'll wrap it in pretty tissue and you can take it home.
That's awesome.
Isn't it brilliant?
That is brilliant.
Takeaway too. That is sensational.
You don't have to overly consume. Now, however, if you're with a group of people, two bottles goes very quickly, folks.
Yes.
Sure does.
I just want to
And then you can always Uber.
That's right. You can always Uber it. But right downtown, it's the last night of the promo. And immediately thereafter, we're going to be jumping into the Eat, Dine, and Give. Have you ladies heard of this?
No.
It's really exciting. It benefits the Treasure Coast Food Bank, which is an organization that's near and dear to my heart. As White Glove Moving and Storage, we are movers for Move for Hunger. And every time we do those big food drives, which you ladies so graciously participate in, or when we move our customers, we always accumulate all this food and take it to the food bank. And then they distribute it to nearly 400 different food pantries and kitchens throughout the four-county area.
It is terrific.
Mm-hmm. And so September is Hunger Awareness Month, and it's Hunger Action Month. So starting tomorrow, there's going to be all sorts of orange everywhere. That's the color. And they have a campaign going. It's called Eat, Dine, and Give. Mm-hmm. And basically, there's a number of restaurants from Vero Beach down into Stewart that are participating. And if you order their particular dish or their particular drink, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
That's cool.
Is that a new program?
It's a new program. They haven't done it in the past.
That's really cool.
And a couple weeks ago, we had them on air, and they were discussing it in conjunction with the Outlaugh Hunger, which I loved. That was such a fun comedy show. White Glove Moving was a sponsor and we got to be front row and they pulled people up from the audience. And I mean, my goodness, they really are thinking outside of the box to bring awareness to hunger. And there's a lot of folks who say, listen, I don't feel comfortable just writing checks all the time. And this is great because it's like tangible food and you know it's going someplace.
Right.
And so when you go and experience Tegan's Pasta is what Kitty is featuring over at the Blue Star.
Very cool. Do you have the list of restaurants available?
It's stophunger.org. You can go right to that website. But I do know that Riverside Cafe is participating. The Cafe Freshout, the new French restaurant downtown Vero, they're participating. So if you order their escargot, a portion of the proceeds will go to the food bank. And when you go into a French restaurant, I think you should always get escargot.
So it's ordering a particular, you're ordering a particular item.
The particular one item. And some folks do it for just a day, but Blue Star is going to be doing it for the entire month. So September 1st is the actual day, but the Blue Star will be doing it all month long. And Tegan's Pasta, if you're at all interested, it's rather healthy. It has apples, pears, walnuts, crumbled blue cheese, bacon, and a creamy pesto sauce.
Yum.
What? I know. But there's health, there's balance in that dish. And I think it sounds kind of fun. It's Definitely interesting ingredients, and Kitty's going to pair it with some delicious wines. In fact, she's going to be bringing, starting in September, $20 bottles of wine.
Super.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's keeping a wine special. Yeah.
So she's going to do a wine special, so it goes with all of her different dishes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that'll be nice.
Yes. That Kitty. She knows how to bring them in.
It's just delicious. It's very tasty. So I think that when we're talking about the world of real estate and we're talking about the importance and the value home ownership brings to our area in particular, this is our own backyard. This is what we specialize in. I notice a difference from an individual who owns their home versus renting their home. Not necessarily in the way they carry themselves, don't get me wrong, but in the way that they participate in the community almost. And being able to own your home allows you to take a little bit more risk. You can, you know, down the road, you can pull out equity in your home, you can get a renovation loan, you can do things when you own a home where you can't when you're renting.
Right.
You know, it just gives you a little bit more power, if you will, and the things that you want to do. And so I know that there's a lot of different options when it comes to purchasing a home. There's folks at different stages in their life all the time. Some might be a first-time home buyer, and the things that they're going to qualify for, the price range they're going to qualify for, the packages that are presented to them are going to be different than someone who's far more seasoned. This is not their first home. Mm-hmm. This, in fact, might be their second home or third or fourth. They're downsizing. Maybe they're getting a great condo. And there's things that they need to really be aware of. And so I just want, since I have some experts, in the room, I just kind of want to touch on that and see what you've been handling. I mean, we're coming up to Labor Day, so obviously a shout out, of course, to all of the brave men and women who have served our country and are currently serving our country. And there's special packages and loans just for them.
Yes, there are. You know, the VA loans, the veteran loans are great. I mean, they're a great opportunity for those men and women who have served to be able to purchase homes with no down payment. And a lot
of veterans. I like that number.
It is great.
Yeah. I can save up for that number.
And veterans, a lot of veterans don't know that they have that
option,
eligibility to do that. And they also think if they have a home that they did a VA loan on, that they can't do another one, which is not true.
Oh.
So, for instance, I had a client who was in the military in North Carolina.
Okay.
Exited the military, but owned his home in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Which was purchased with the VA loan.
Okay.
Came here to Vero.
What good taste.
Yes. Kept his home in North Carolina as a rental. And he didn't realize that he could buy another home here using his VA eligibility while owning the other home that was under a VA loan.
Wow.
And he could.
And he bought another home here, 100% financing. No mortgage insurance, which is something that is common to have when you don't put a down payment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know that. And even his previous lender that he spoke to didn't know that. So,
wow.
You know, I think in our office especially, we have so many years of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I think we've done so many loans that we've run into probably every scenario that could be.
And the fact is you only do home loans.
Right. That's all we do.
So it's a specialty at this point.
We live and breathe.
Yeah,
they do.
And you know really? The ins and outs a lot more because that's all you do.
You know, and you know, it's an honor when we have clients and realtors calling, not necessarily because they have a client they're going to send us or we have a deal with them, but they're calling to ask us a question about lending.
Ah.
Just because they have the faith in our knowledge.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was actually driving with my mom this weekend to Jacksonville and received a call from a realtor. And when I got off the phone, my mom was asking me, "What, you know, are they buying a house?" And I said, "No, honestly, they have a deal with another lender with their client has another, and they wanted to ask my opinion of a circumstance."
And here you are, happy to provide the answers.
Yes.
Quick. Happen to have that knowledge. And that will, of course, come back to you twofold down the road.
We deal with, you know, first-time homebuyers, We have special first-time homebuyer program that offers assistance money.
For the down payment?
For the down payment, closing costs.
And now that rental prices are going so high.
It seems like a good opportunity to look into buying.
You know, they don't understand, too, that, you know, they think just because they bought a home before, they're not considered a first-time homebuyer, and minimum down payment programs aren't available to non-first-time homebuyers, which isn't true.
Yeah,
Someone could have owned a home before and still be able to buy a home with 5% down. Ah. It's not a first-time homebuyer. It's just a primary residence buyer.
Wow.
So there's just so many different things that the best thing for someone who's considering, and they may not even be considering purchasing now at this moment.
Right.
But they may have it as a plan for next year to meet with one of us so we can sit down and
advise
of what needs to be done so that you're ready a year from now. You know, look at the credit. Maybe there's some things you need to work on. Maybe save a little bit more money. So it's not always, you know, someone who needs to buy a house right now that we would meet with. We want to be able to be part of that planning.
And I love folks that like to plan. I am just putting that out there. I love when we get at White Glove Moving, for example. Yeah, I'm moving tomorrow. I love that. Well, can I send somebody out to take a quick peek so we know what to prepare for tomorrow?
And they call you in August. My lease is ending September 30th, so I need to find a house and buy a house and be in a house.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got a lot of work to do. Let's get to it. But those folks that take the time to plan, they typically, things go a lot smoother. It's just so smooth at that point. And not that we don't like to accommodate the emergency stuff and be the hero. We love being the hero.
Absolutely. But we want it to be a good experience all around.
The way around. And I think that's really well put. When we get back from commercial break, I want to talk about the importance of title insurance, what it really means, because at First American Title, title's all you do.
It is. It's all we do.
It's all you do. And I think that folks need to understand what are the benefits of this, and especially when you get ready to sell before you get that next place. You want to make sure that everything's accounted for. But just as a random fun fact before we go on commercial break, it's National Matchmaker Day, my friends.
Aww.
Yes. Yep. So if you think that you or your friend would go good with your cousin or something, today could be the day. That's right. National Matchmaker Day. Or if you were matchmade before, you make sure you give them a thank you. That was so good. I'd like to thank Miss Lynn for hooking me up with my hubby. You're listening to The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do. And we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
Communication and dedication. At First American Title, our focus is to provide you with the highest level of customer service while providing peace of mind for homebuyers, sellers, and the real estate professional. With over 100 years in business, First American Title provides comprehensive title insurance coverage with accuracy and integrity. Getting buyers and sellers to the closing table shouldn't be stressful. Let's get you there with confidence. Visit us on the web at firstam.com. At First American Title, our priorities are simple. They're yours.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
Oh, there's that intro music. You know you like it when you hear it.
So jazzy.
Oh, happy Wine Wednesday, my friends. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Man of Valencia, Tillery. Sipping on some Shiraz. It's been years since I've had a Shiraz. This is nice and light. It's not.
It's very good.
It's not heavy on the tongue. Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of spice to it.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. You can find this over at the Blue Star, downtown Vero. Gosh, this past weekend, I went to Foxy Nails, girls.
Oh, I saw your picture on Facebook.
I got so Foxified.
She so did with your two nail technicians. You did. I saw you.
I tell you what, these rainy days, it's a great opportunity to come in and get pampered at Foxy's. You get a complimentary glass of wine, margarita, soda, water, whatever tickles your fancy. But it's just kind of gloomy out. What else are you going to do anyhow, you know? Yeah. And they really make you feel special. I tell you, I saw so many moms in there with their little daughters and those cute little fairy chairs. It's adorable. I take my son sometimes. He sticks his foot in the water and gets a little massage. He likes it.
I always take my grandson.
My son,
they like it. Give them a video game; it's all good. Yeah, that's not. So 7 days a week, Foxy Nails, manicure, pedicure, waxing. They'll happily take care of you. And of course, if you mention this show, you get a free nail design.
Ooh,
it's a bonus.
Oh, that is,
yeah. So you mentioned the Vero Insider. You just mentioned Anna. That's usually how they respond.
Yes, you're on that first. It's just Anna.
Just
Anna.
Anna Valencia. They're like, oh, perfect. You want nail design, girl? I got you. And then the rest is history. You'll be hooked thereafter. You're welcome. So Alyssa Brennan, first American title.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we share with our listeners the importance of title insurance?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can. First American Title is just one of the top underwriters in Vero Beach. We've actually been here for 20 years in the 2001 building. And in any real estate transaction, title insurance is a must. Here in Indian River County, it's purchased by the seller for the buyer. They buy the owner's title policy for them. So title insurance is going to cover any defects in the title on the property. And we do a preliminary search that we get back within 48 hours. It's a title commitment and it's sent to all the parties involved so they know if there are any defects and what needs to be covered and resolved by the time closing happens in order to get clear title. So I don't do anything with title insurance. Thank goodness. I'm a people person. Don't stick me in an office. It's like punishment. But my great team, Tammy and Becky and Sarah, they do all the title work in the office. And I get the freedom to go out and meet with the local realtors and lenders and tell them all the great things that First American Title has to offer. We have a gazillion tools and resources to give realtors the competitive edge in the market. And that's what I like to do is show them what we have. Find out what their business plan is, find out what obstacles they're trying to overcome, what their goals are, and what they like best about being a realtor, and then taking our tools and customizing them to fit that person the best.
Ooh.
I know, it's fun. I get to work with all sorts of people and use different tools and resources to help them do marketing, help them farm, help them with their mailers and their flyers and printing. It's great. I love it. I even tell them to do videos online. I help them with that.
Like, you take the video?
I can if they want. If they don't have anybody to do it, I suggest that they get a selfie stick. It's the easiest way to be found on the internet. Yeah. Just start a YouTube channel and boom, you're on there.
You got that right.
So it's all about marketing and having a business plan. I think so many realtors, it's a tough job. I give it to them because everybody thinks it's an easy job, but it's not. You really have to be dedicated and you have to have a plan and you have to stick with it. And sometimes it's hard to get that confidence, especially when you're new to go all in and give it your all and know what you're going to do. So that's where I come in. I try and give them the tools to point them in the right direction to help them get to where they want to be, which is getting listings and increasing their sphere of influence. So,
and
it's
conveniently
fun.
You can then assist them in all of the title insurance.
Well, I mean, that's my goal. Right. And Vero's an interesting market. There's a lot of loyalty to title companies in town, and I 100% respect that.
Certainly.
I too, every title agent's horn out there, because it is a tough, tough job. When it comes down to it, we're the one that the bus runneth over at the end. So, I mean, it is a tough job. It's hard to take all the stuff from the lender and the realtors and the parties involved and wrap it all up in a package with a nice bow. But I know that's what we're all trying to do. So my goal is to not take anybody else's business, but to help people make new business with all the tools and resources I have to offer. And then hoping that they'll direct that new business to me, because I understand the loyalty objection, but I don't want to steal business. I want to help people earn more business and then they can direct that business to me.
That's
so
really
that's what
well
I'm trying
said.
To do. Thanks.
That's really well
Thanks.
Said.
I mean, we all
and
work
respectable.
Hard. Mm. You have to play nice in the sandbox, right, everybody?
Yeah.
We're all in this together. Right?
Although
Missy?
Sometimes a sandstorm comes and we can't help that. That
no,
just happens.
No.
No. So, give us an example, and obviously you can just kind of some scenarios that you've heard of in the past, not that they're necessarily ones that are relevant to your office, but what are some of the complications that can arise if you don't have a clear title?
There could be problems with the survey. There could be right away going through the backyard that's owned by the power company, by Florida Power and Light. There could be all sorts of random things. Maybe the fence in a yard is outside of the lines of the parameters of the actual survey. So then you have to talk to the neighbors.
I had a situation once where the house was built because it was, each side was an empty lot. Mm-hmm. The house that we were trying to do the financing on was built 7 feet over the property line onto the vacant lot.
Well, so isn't that something?
When they did the survey, they realized that. Oh, so the person who owned that vacant lot actually held that house hostage.
Right.
Yeah.
So they couldn't sell that house.
Oh.
Without owning that lot.
Right. So they bought the lot.
Honestly, the deal fell apart at that point. I always wonder whatever happened.
Sure.
But they would have, in
they
order
have
to sell, they would have to.
But, yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Clear title.
So that is certainly
and
something.
And had they not got a survey that was required by the title company, they would have never known that. So if they were buying cash, they would have never known.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to do those things in a cash buy.
Cash is easier.
You should always do
your due diligence.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, though not everyone necessarily would.
Right.
So there are some protocols, checks and balances in place through the title insurance companies that...
Oh, absolutely.
They're checking
absolutely.
For, you know, liens on tax.
Yep.
So we might have an IRS lien.
Correct.
It's going to attach to the property.
And we always do the municipal lien search at First American. It just covers our butt even more. It's best to do all due diligence so people can go home with that nice package with the bow on top and have peace of mind. The good thing is that we are actually the underwriter. There are other title companies that in town that are the underwriter as well, but there's only two of us. So it's really nice to have the backing of the underwriter as well.
Right there.
Yep.
For clarification.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back from this commercial break, we're going to delve into this a little bit more. I think that there's a lot of our listeners driving saying, what about this? What about that? If you haven't had a chance to listen to some of our past shows and you want to live link to our sponsor, show them a little love, visit theveroinsider.com. You can catch up on shows going as far as 1 year back. But don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County.